From American Public Media, this is Weekend America. I'm Bill Radke with Desiree Cooper. At museums around America this weekend, patrons will stop by a booth, pick up a pair of headphones, plug in, and walk the galleries listening to somebody tell them about art. Enter Halsey Bergant. He's a sound artist, and he wanted to update the standard museum audio tour. So he dreamed up a project called Round. Now you can hear people talking about the art, and you can leave your own opinions. Here's Halsey.
The physical part of Round, which an individual will interact with, consists of two parts. One part is the handheld computer, which looks a bit like an iPhone in that it's about the size of an iPhone and has a big touch screen on the front. And then the other part is the set of headphones. When a museum visitor wants to participate in Round, they're given this device and they put on the headphones and they're presented with two choices actually on the touch screen. The first choice is listen and the second choice is speak.
Like Lee Corbusier and all these things, you know, that classic example of the St. Louis housing development project for low-income families. And it was this gorgeous building, but there were the concrete boxes. And you can't live in an idea. And ideas are wonderful to look at and wonderful to think.
But you know, it's really cool.
Instead of sort of a one-way mode of communication where a participant is simply hearing audio as part of an installation, Round actually accepts audio from the participants. When you're speaking and adding a comment, you actually just speak in a normal voice, sort of in the general direction of the handheld device, and your recording comments are picked up.
And whether, in hindsight, we have more ability to discern.
The audio that participants hear when listening to Round consists of two parts. There's an instrumental part, and there's a vocal part. The vocals are a combination of all of the comments that have been made. Those comments kind of fade in and fade out, and they're controlled by various randomizing algorithms that are built into the software.
The buildings are, you know, decrepit, and the trees are dying, and it looks to me like the world is crumbling because of the colorful pictures.
For the instrumental part of the music, I wanted to retain that same idea where there's something that isn't just repeating over and over again. There's a situation which is constantly evolving. As more people's voices get added, the instrumental music actually changes up as well. To me, it's very exciting because I can listen to Round at any given time and hear something that I haven't heard before.
Financial shaky ground, the fact that the...
Some of the most amusing and interesting and often insightful comments are made by kids.
And lots of cool things in the art room today. It was so cool I could almost die, could almost die. I could see a lot of things in there.
The social construct of the art critic and of these sort of authoritative figures is there and it exists. And I think that these people do have very good ideas a lot of the time and they have very interesting opinions. But to me, it's not fair for them to be the only people who have opinions that are heard. And one of the reasons this piece is called Round is a reference to King Arthur's Round Table, where there's, you know, all the knights gather together and they sit there at this round table that basically means that no one person is sort of afforded a specialized opinion. You know, everybody is equal and everybody's voice can be heard. To me, it's just really interesting to create a scenario where people can do whatever they want and just seeing what happens.
There you heard actual comments people have left on Halsey Bergant's audio tour devices. Go see some of the art they were talking about. Just head over to our website, weekendamerica.org.